The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 25. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers. Once again, not with Gino the Liberty Dog. He is still in Texas, kicking butt, taking names, being a really good doggo. But in the meantime, you got me here, and I want to remind you, before we get started with today's podcast, about the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So if you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for the store, and I want you to click on that tab, and when you do, you are going to see the best mugs there are. The best mugs. There's no better mugs in the world. Call me on it. Tell me I'm lying. Because these mugs have the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them. They have other anarchist and libertarian-esque symbology and quotes on them. So go check it out at CoffeeBreakLiberty.com. But when you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, wait around for about 10 to 15 seconds. You should get hit with a prompt. And when you do, I'm telling you, sign up for that prompt. It tells you to sign up for the newsletter. You're not going to get a newsletter, but what you will get is a 10% discount code off of your first order. So go check it out. Sign up for that newsletter. Get the discount code and get yourself a mug. And one more note before we start off with the podcast this week. It's Coffee Break Liberties. You know, my podcast, my blog, all that. It's our 5th year anniversary here. Hooray! Some of y'all may have seen the post on the Facebook page, which is where I get most of my traffic, you know, commemorating a little bit of that occasion, that event. And for those who have been here from the start, and even those that are new to here or fresh, you know, along with the Coffee Break Liberty podcast and blog, I want to thank you guys because this is a labor of love for sure. But I do appreciate the kind comments and even the mean ones, whatever. I have fun with those too. But yeah, here's the 5 years and here's the 5 more. The first topic of this week's podcast is going to be simply about the New York City mandates now that are coming into effect later on this month that you will have to provide vaccination proof, you know, proof that you got vaccinated to do pretty much anything you want. Like, if you want to go eat, you got to provide proof that you are vaccinated. You want to go out and spend time with your friends at a restaurant or a bar, you got to prove you're vaccinated. You want to go to the gym and ensure that you're healthy so that if you do get COVID, regardless if you have the vaccination or not, you have a better chance of fighting off the virus. You got to prove you're vaccinated. There's not much to say, you know, it's, we just called this, right? Those in the Liberty Movement, many of them at least, called it over a year ago. This is going to lead to vaccine passports. And here we are. We're seeing it in France. They're now threatening to jail people, to jail like restaurant owners and things like that, that don't ask for proof of the vaccination in France. They're threatening to jail them for 1 year. I don't know what the penalty is going to be in New York, if there will be one. But it's going to be the rule now. Not a law, of course, because none of this is done. None of these are actual laws, by the way. It's all just rule by decree. But the mayor is mandating, somehow, that if you're going to live in New York, essentially, and do anything outside of your apartment or your house, you're going to need a vaccine passport. You're going to need to provide proof that you've had the vaccine. We called it 15 months ago. This is what it's going to lead to. We called it. They called us lunatics. They called us conspiracy theorists. Whatever name you want to throw at us, that's what they called us. This isn't more or less a, see, I told you I was right. I just want them to admit they were wrong. I want them to stop lying And thankfully, some, you know, more of them are becoming, you know, they're waking up, they're seeing what's going on, but not enough. I mean, heck, we can all see that. Yeah, more of them are seeing what's going on. This is just a totalitarian, authoritarian takeover, right? That's all this is now at this point. More people are seeing that, but clearly not enough. And some people are just, you know, they scratch off. They just like, oh, well, that's New York. I don't care. I don't live there. That's not the right attitude. If you think, you know, if you don't think it can happen in your town, in your city, in your state, think again. Yeah, New York went extreme. They were the extreme, right, with the lockdowns compared to the rest of the state or the rest of the country. So they set the bar high, and then everybody was below them. Everybody was just a little step, maybe two steps below them. Okay, so maybe in your city, they don't require vaccine passports for all the same places as New York, but they may try to push it for some places. So don't just write off New York because it is a horrible place. Don't write it off, though, because what happens there can spread to the rest of the country. There's millions and millions of people there. If you don't think there's influence there, you're wrong. A lot of the country looks to New York and Chicago and LA and places like that and DC for guidance. And I'm not saying a lot of the governments do, but a lot of people do for some reason. Keep that in mind. We know how bad this is. We know it's a total overreach of power. I don't want to beat that dead horse. Fight against it. Go to venues or establishments that don't require it, that are fighting against it. Support establishments that are fighting against these mandates that require now a passport, essentially. Make sure it doesn't happen in your town. This kind of goes back to what we talked about last week, the idea of two Americas. There's one America. I guess there's three Americas, right? There's one America that wants vaccine passports. There's a middle America that doesn't care. And then there's us. We have to fight against it. We have to be against it. We have to stand against these vaccine passports as they are a violation of our human rights and dignity, if anything. They will try to make us look like we are a minority, like we are small, that we don't matter, that there's only 10 of us. I assure you there are millions and millions and millions of us that are against this idea. Personally, I've seen people that I know that are very much on the left, borderline socialist slash communist, whatever in that range, that far on the left, that are against the idea of vaccine passports. There are millions, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions in the United States that are against this idea. Don't be silent. Speak out against it. Wherever you hear it, whenever somebody suggests it, shut it down. We're going to win this. We're going to win this. The last topic of this week's podcast is definitely more of an economic route, which is something I personally enjoy, so I hope you guys enjoy it as well. But we're going to talk about the global business tax that the G20, essentially the United States and, you know, the 20 other largest economies in the world, have suggested and are trying to impose on the rest of the world. To break it down Barney style, if you will, is that the G20 came out with a paper, a recommendation, whatever you want to call it, essentially stating that every country in the world should tax businesses, at the same percentage throughout the world. This is kind of back page news. It's not making its way towards the front. They don't want you to know about this. But this is a horrible idea. This is this whole, not to get, you know, totally out there, but, you know, this whole New World Order kind of stuff. But what it essentially does, it's the G20 picking on the other 150 countries in the world, saying, nope, you have to charge, you have to tax your businesses the same rate that we do. We're all going to tax a flat business rate across the world, across the globe. This is going to hurt smaller countries and smaller economies. And it only just tries to solidify the position of the G20, those 20 economies, those 20 countries. You know, and they'll try and disguise it as, oh, well, it's better for the world. No, it's not. There are very small countries that are only viable, that only survive because they charge less. You know, they tax companies less in their country than large countries. And that's the only reason that they're able, that's the only way they're able to collect any taxes whatsoever. Having these tax havens, if you will, are a good thing. Ireland is a big international one. Delaware is a big one for the United States. When the G20 comes out and says, hey, you need to tax everybody the same, that's bad news bears, right? That's not what we want to see. This is a bad idea where those countries, those 20 countries, those 20 governments try to just hold on to their power that much longer, that much harder. And what it eventually does, they don't realize it, right? Because the people are always, you know, 10 steps ahead of the government, usually. What that ends up doing is pushing more and more people to, dare I say, alternative money, cryptocurrency. That's a big thing it turns people to. Okay, you're going to tax businesses? Well, I won't invest in businesses then. I'll go invest in something that's harder for the government to track. It's that whole counter-economics thing, right? Okay, you're going to tax more and more of what I put into the economy, the money that I put in there? Fine, fair enough. I won't put my money into the economy. I'll put it elsewhere. I'll put it in places that the government doesn't know about. I'll trade and barter with my neighbors on Craigslist or just, you know, across the street at the flea market, whatever. It's what they drive the people to, and they don't understand it. They'll never understand it. It's the ruling class. They'll never understand the idea of not wanting to be taxed. See, they think paying taxes, some of them at least, they see paying taxes as a privilege. Something nice to do for your country, because there's no way that roads couldn't be built or schools couldn't be built without taxes. No way. There's no way that could ever happen. There's no way that roads or schools couldn't be built without violence or the threat thereof from a government paid for with your taxes. It's the ruling class, and now it's the ruling class of the world, essentially, right? These top 20 countries trying to bully the other 150 countries into complying. Well, if you want to deal with us, you have to do X, Y, and Z. You have to tax your businesses at the same rate we're going to tax ours. That way there's no competitive advantage. There's no advantage between the countries on, you know, where people will establish their businesses. All right, so now you're going to make places like Ireland, Monaco, states like Delaware, you know, they're going to be scrounging for scraps now. That is how they make their money. That is how those small countries make their money. You know, they have low taxes on business, some of them zero taxes on business, but they get taxes through other ways by people having to move there to support the business, etc., etc. That's how some of these small countries survive. That's how they are countries. Now, if you want to go the whole anarchist route, fine. That's a different conversation, though, for a different day. You know, there shouldn't be any countries, and I hear you. But right now, there's countries. And right now, you have the top 20 countries, the most powerful 20 countries, 20 most powerful countries, trying to bully the other 150-some-odd countries or whatever it is. It's something to be aware of. We'll see if it goes anywhere. It looks like it's gaining traction, sadly. And what it will do for these smaller countries, it's not going to be good. It's only going to harm them. And it's going to harm us as well. Once again, though, that's your ruling class for you. Before I sign off for this week, guys, I want to remind you of the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page there, next to the shopping tab, the shop, there is an affiliate tab. I want you to click on that affiliate tab and read about it. And when you do, you'll notice that there is a banner for Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting service for this website and podcast. So I want you to go check it out, go to that affiliate tab, and click on that Bluehost link and sign up for a website, because everybody should have a website. So not only when you click on that affiliate tab are you going to get a great discounted rate by going through that affiliate tab, you're also going to get free publicity. That's right, I'm going to give you free publicity on the show. But not only the show, not only the podcast, but on the blog, the website, the Facebook page, the social medias, elsewhere on Twitter and Instagram, you're going to reach thousands of people right away. So go check it out and sign up for a website through my affiliate and get that free publicity. Next week, guys, I have to say I will not be going live. At least not on Friday. I may try to get something in Thursday. We will see. I am taking a trip back to San Antonio for the weekend, and I'm leaving Friday night. No promises. I will have something, though, for you. Either it will be a blog or a podcast. If it is a podcast and I go live, it will probably be Thursday. I'll let you know on the Facebook page, so stay tuned and keep checking there. But until then, until the next time, take care.